Chapter 17. The scavenger hunt was over. Sebastian heard Coach's announcement. So he figured he'd stay in the bag, with the covers pulled over his head, maybe till morning. Why come out? Not only had he lost the secret room, but Willa, Marigold, and Bax were angry at him for refusing to bring in his eyeballs, and for yelling at them. Plus, he was angry at them. Why didn't they care how he felt? Why didn't they care that he was in pain? Knock, knock, he heard someone say. Sebastian? Marigold, he thought. Sebastian didn't answer. He didn't want to fight anymore. But if Willow was still cranky and Marigold still didn't understand, he worried that he might yell again. We know you're in there, Willow said. Can you please come talk to us? Marigold added. We're worried about you. Sebastian steeled himself. Okay, fine. He poked his head out and sat up. Bax, Marigold, and Willa were kneeling next to him. We wondered if we should get Nurse Riley, Bax said. Sebastian shook his head, making his head cone jiggle a bit. His eyes were feeling a little better, and all Nurse Riley would do was give him the same eye drops he'd already used. I'm sorry I yelled, he said, because suddenly he was. Marigold reached out and squeezed his shoulder. It's all right. You were right about your eyeballs, Willa said. I doubt Coach would have accepted them as item number 3. Her voice was soft now. Its waves were fluffy like cotton candy. Also, we wanted to tell you something, Marigold said. She glanced at Willa and Bax, who nodded at her. You were right about us, too. We don't think about ways we could make things easier for you. Tears welled in Sebastian's eyes. I just feel, he exhaled. It's too much sometimes. The noise? Willa asked. Seeing burps? Bax asked. Feeling different? Asked Marigold. Yes, but it wasn't just that stuff. My magic is getting stronger, Sebastian explained, which means that my headaches are getting stronger. So wearing my goggles isn't enough. I need to wear my head cone, too. I know it embarrasses you all, but I just wish you would think sometimes about how it feels to be me. Marigold patted his arm. We're sorry, Sebastian. So sorry. I shouldn't have told you not to wear your cone, Willa said, flushing. Of course you should wear it. Who cares what other people think? Not me, not really, Sebastian said. He tried to be fair. But our magic can be embarrassing, so I get it about not wanting to, add on. Stop, Marigold said. There's a big difference between your magic and ours. We should have seen it, but we didn't. She looked ashamed. Your magic hurts. Ours can be embarrassing, yeah, but it never hurts. Mine does, Bax said, when I flux back, but not like yours. We won't shout anymore, Willa said, or we'll try not to. And maybe can make some quiet periods in class, said Marigold, like a whisper hour. We could ask Ms. Starr. Thanks, Sebastian looked from face to face. I'm sorry I upset Marigold in the bathroom, he said. It's okay, Marigold said. Still, there wasn't any benefit to reading the graffiti. It just hurt your feelings. She nodded. And I'm sorry I ruined hide-and-seek when we were at Sage. I didn't think about everyone else's fun. I just wanted to win. That wasn't so terrible, Bax said. Honestly, I thought that was kind of awesome. Sebastian laughed softly at that. Then all of them laughed together, softly. And the sound waves were pretty and gentle, and just the right amount of bright.